Hey, chiropractors, welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery with your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, where we discuss the latest in marketing, business, and professional growth with some of the leading experts in the industry. Welcome to another episode of Modern Chiropractic Mastery. This is your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, and today bringing you a solo episode on all things modernizing your practice. And you know, when modernizing your practice, yes, you can renovate the office, get new equipment, and, you know, go from paper to electronic medical records and things like that. But you also need to really modernize your marketing and just your overall experience for patients. And I think it boils down to a few things. And this was a topic that I spoke on at Parker Vegas this year. I spoke on it at the Florida Chiropractic Association last summer, which was the first time I really spoke to it because, frankly, I've been reached out to by certain organizations, and there is a concern in the communities of some of the docs that have been doing this for a while where they feel like they're just a little bit behind on competing in the marketplace in this new age, right, 2024, and there's a lot of digital experiences for patients. There's a lot of marketing that can be done that's a little bit more modern. And I think a lot of times as chiropractors, we think of the antiquated chiropractic practices that 1980s worn out look, you know, shag carpeting and brown wooded laminated walls and terrible equipment and stuff like that. But that's probably still around. But the reality of it is now is an antiquated practice could just be something that hasn't been really updated from 2015 or 2012, right? From a front stage and backstage perspective, which I'll break down here in a second, which is a strategic coach concept. So we're going to really put aside the aesthetics of a practice for right now that is important to modernize. You know, like I renovated my practice a couple years ago to modernize look inside. But what we're talking about now is more of communicating with your community, communicating with your patients, and communicating with your team. And what we're finding is some practices are doing a great job of this and are able to really compete well in the marketplace. And there's other practices that frankly are not. And there's just amazing technologies out there now. And there's amazing strategies to modernize those three aspects of your practice. And that's what I've been chatting a lot about with some DCs. And I remember when I first spoke on it in Orlando, I had a lot of seasoned veterans in there, and I had a lot of younger DCs in there. And afterwards, a lot of the seasoned veterans came up to me asking me certain questions. And I was realizing, like, you know, there's a lot of chiropractors out there that are not up to speed on this information. And so it's definitely apropos, and it's something that we realize a lot of chiropractors need. And so when we are talking about our, you know, communicating with your community, it's going to be a lot of marketing type of stuff, right? So we can kind of label it as that. Let's take a break from today's episode and announce our first sponsor. This is going to be Propel Marketing and Design. I've known Darcy Sullivan for years. We've worked hand in hand on my websites. I don't trust anybody else to do this search engine optimization. She does a great job. There's so much to it. A lot of the lingo and the words are beyond my comprehension, but it's just amazing work that she does. And if you're really going to get results with Google, you have to make sure your website is SEO optimized. And I really don't want you doing it yourself as a chiropractor. So you just have to have this type of stuff done. And if you're looking to get more organic online traffic that pulls in new patients, Propel Marketing and Design is currently offering chiropractors who listen to this podcast a free SEO website review. The free review will help you uncover methods that will improve your website and boost your search engine visibility. Head over to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor and schedule your free SEO website review. You won't regret it. She gets great results. Your website needs this. Your search results need this. Head on over there to propelyourcompany.com/chiropractor to get your free SEO website review. Communicating with your patients, that's going to be a big part of the patient experience. And then communicating with your team is just going to be really good efficiency within the team And that's going to have a lot of importance as well. Okay. And when we break down these three aspects, we're going to look at it from really the front stage, backstage model that was developed by Strategic Coach, and I've learned from them with this. And I'm just going to read a little blurb from Strategic Coach on what the front stage, backstage is, so you get that understanding. Quote, "You can gain enormous clarity about your business by looking at it from the perspective of the front stage, backstage model. This draws a parallel between the theater and the experience you create for your clients in your business. As we watch a live performance, we are captivated by the performances, the lighting, the sound, and the atmosphere. You want your business, like the theater, to create a positive, memorable, and unique experience in which your customers and prospects see the magic of the front stage without seeing the backstage logistics. Everything you do on your front stage creates value for your clients, and everything backstage has a direct link to your front stage. The backstage is about creating better and better support systems based on your unique abilities that expand the impact of the front stage. Everything that occurs backstage is determined, measured, and judged by how well it contributes to the results achieved on the front stage." Okay, so the front stage is what your patients and your community is going to see, and the backstage is what is going to help make that happen, and they most likely will not see that. Typically, one of the things they say in Strategic Coach when the backstage is going awry is they'll say, is your backstage is showing. And it's just saying that, you know, the only time the backstage is typically seen by the community or patients or your customers is when there's a big problem and when it's pretty obvious, right? And so that's the front stage, backstage. And a chiropractic practice really needs to consider that and how to improve that when communicating with your community, communicating with your patients, and communicating with your team. And it's going to be a huge aspect of your business, and there's going to be a really direct ROI on this, right? It's going to increase revenue. It's going to increase profitability. You're going to be a lot more efficient. You're going to have long-term cost savings. You're going to improve your talent acquisition. Frankly, you know, like associate chiropractors and team members, they're not going to necessarily want to work for an antiquated practice. And if they do take the job and it gets very frustrating because things are so antiquated and there's no systems and it's just very clunky, they're not going to stick around. So your talent acquisition and retention is going to be huge with this. It's going to enhance your office culture, your team culture in the practice. You know, whether you're looking to sell your practice in 3 years or 10 years, you want to build this thing to sell, and having it modernized is going to be a big part of that. And then ultimately, it's going to optimize the patient experience. And when you optimize the patient experience, you're going to get better patient adherence to their treatment plans and frankly, more referrals to your practice. So there's quite an ROI to modernizing your practice. You really got to understand that and consider that when you are thinking about investing in modernizing a practice. Because, you know, there's going to be an investment, right? If you have an antiquated practice, and, you know, it's going to run a spectrum, right? There's going to be some people that need to do a ton of work, and there's some people just need to have someone take a look under the hood and see a couple of key components they're missing and go from there, right? But it's important to understand what is out there. And so let's first just kind of touch on communicating with your community or marketing, right? That's going to be, you know, we do a lot with content marketing. We love getting practices to improve their content marketing for sure. But one of the things that we truly believe in within that realm of content marketing is the hub and spoke model. So we really work with clinics to make sure that their hub and spoke model is all built out and running efficiently and looks modern and is good. And the hub is going to be your website, and the spokes are going to be things like Google and YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, email, right? Those are all going to be the spokes. And a lot of clinics that we work with, you know, the website might be from 2015, which frankly, that's 9 years ago. And if that's the case, it's probably outdated in many ways, not just in the look and design, but probably in the functionality and the user experience or the potential patient, right? And so we really want to start with that website and optimize, you know, evaluate that and optimize that, and then check out all of the platforms there and making sure that it just, the branding looks good. And, you know, you'd be surprised, like a lot of times nowadays, if a 30-year-old is referred to your practice, one of the first things they're doing is looking at your social media. Like, do you even have Instagram or Facebook? And if you do, is there anything being posted on there, or is it just a ghost town? You'd be surprised at how many potential patients now direct message people through Instagram and Facebook. So it's just, you know, having social media presence, you do not have to be an influencer. And that's something that we really try to get clear with our clients, is that it's not about being an influencer. It's about having a comprehensive approach that gives you like a total web presence, you know, community outreach plan, really staying in touch and communicating with your current patient base. And the hub and spoke model is one of the things that is vital to your, you know, front stage and your backstage of communicating with your community. And so that's something that we really target. Then we dive into, you know, channels and frequency, like how often should you be posting videos, and Google business posts now? What about Facebook and Google ads? There's a whole bunch of things out there that you want to make sure you understand as it pertains to communicating with your community. So that's kind of step one of modernizing your practice, is really modernizing your marketing within reason, you know, that's congruent with you and compatible. You don't want to have to be something that you're not. And that's not what good marketing is. Everybody, any chiropractor can do good marketing. And again, you do not have to be an influencer to have great marketing. Okay. We like to really dive into different types of content in the content marketing world that you can get out there. And so having a plan for that is a big part of it as well. And so there's a lot of steps to modernizing the marketing aspect, or the communication with your community. And the hub and spoke is really the blueprint, and then just filling in the gaps that you have into there and getting that assessed and done is vital. Okay. Let's take a short break for one of our great sponsors, TrackStat. It is a new type of software plugin for your EHR that combines patient communication, marketing, automation, and statistics with patient and employee tracking. Built by chiropractors for chiropractors, it shows your team what to focus on each day. See patient visit habits, missing information, unpaid bills, insurance collection visit average, and more. Great visibility of data so you can focus on filling your office with your best patients. When you can see what your staff and patients are doing or not doing and take action accordingly, your profits naturally grow. Take TrackStat for a test drive in your office with our free trial. Not a techie, no problem, we can help. To get started on your free trial, visit trackstat.org and watch the demo. That is trackstat.org. You know, there's also the backstage of marketing. We have the CSA digital dashboard that we have all our clients using, and it's got an event planner on there. It's got marketing planners. It's got a community outreach, like networking tool. It's got a referral directory. And we found that a lot of people either don't do a lot of community outreach because they don't know what to do, or we have some people doing it, but they don't know how to organize and cultivate it well. So it's like they're meeting people, but it's not really coming to fruition. And this is this tool that we have is a big backstage component to the front stage of community outreach. And so we really try to get our clinics to have a backstage organizational plan and tracking for your networking and community outreach that are all credibility enhancing, and obviously not credibility detracting, like we've always been, I just didn't say always, but been concerned about in the profession for a while. And so having a backstage component to your community outreach and that communicating with your community is really, really important. Okay. So make sure you understand that. And there's a lot more to that, but just wanted to give you kind of a 30,000 foot overview for today's podcast. Step two, or aspect two, is what we talked about, communicating with your patients. I always love this analogy that Dan Kennedy, the old school marketing guy, came up with, but it's, you want to put a fence around your cattle, and the cattle being your patient base, current and past, and the fence being educational content, so that they see your information constantly. and that they ultimately stay top of mind, you stay top of mind for them, and they come in more often, more reactivations, and they frankly refer more people to you as well. And so we really dive into a lot of marketing that is specific to the patient. But then there's a lot of other cool things out there now that's communicating with your patients. And this is more in kind of the customer service aspect versus the marketing, right? Like, do you have online scheduling? Are you using two-way text messaging? Are you using certain things like that? And what we've put together is really a patient communication technology map. And we try to get make sure that our clinics have that. And a lot of it starts with your EHR. So we'd like to have a lot of compatibility with the EHR. And if there's not, then there's workarounds for sure. But some of the, you know, the technology map would be online scheduling, text, email reminders, two-way texting capabilities. Can you direct email a patient through the EHR for certain things you need to do that's not like your MailChimp mass emails? Google review reminders. Does your clinic have an app? Does an app make sense for you? There's cool things out there like Bonjoro, which you can send a cool video after the patient's visit, welcoming to the clinic, right? There's just a lot of patient communication that's going to serve their experience when they're in your practice and when they're not. People are looking for that now. Like, so many patients are frankly Google searching you, finding you. Is your front stage look great on that? And then they go to your website and they want to be able to schedule online, and they do schedule online. And that's a big part of what we're trying to build out for our clinics, is that technology map for communication, right? And then lastly is communicating with your team, right? There's a whole strategy around communicating with your team, because if you don't communicate with your team, that's going to be a bad backstage aspect, and it's going to be really hard for your front stage to function appropriately if there's lack of communication with the team. And so a lot of times we see, poor patient experience or poor communication with the patients or poor communication with the community, and it stems from poor communication from your team. And so we really try to get that locked into strategic meetings and trainings and utilizing certain tools. Obviously, there's like Slack messaging. There's communication through EHR systems sometimes. We talk a lot about the patient adherence communication triangle, where the doctor has to communicate really good with the patient and what the expectations are from there. But then the doctor has to really communicate well with the front desk on the treatment planning and the expectations. And then the front desk has to be trained to communicate with the patient really well. And unfortunately, we see with a lot of clinics, one of the sides of that triangle is broken, and it causes a problem. And so we got to make sure that all three are functioning at a high level there, so that you can really obviously do well with that. Okay. And that's really sums up for the most part what we're trying to do to modernize clinics. Again, we're putting aside the painting on the walls and the rips in your tables. That stuff's, you got to do that too. So if you got problems there, really do that as well. But there's also a lot of things you can do to modernize your practice. And what's exciting is we do have a little audit you can take. It's like a self-practice modernizing audit. And I will have that in the show notes for you to check out. And then you can do that. But what's really exciting too is we're actually offering this as a standalone service. You know, we do a lot of coaching and marketing for chiropractors. We have a lot of clinics working with us. A lot of our clinics are very modernized. But I know there are some chiropractors out there listening right now, or maybe you know a colleague that could listen to this episode and benefit, that could utilize our specific service, where we do a very detailed audit of your practice as far as what we talked about just today. And then we develop a really strategic game plan for you, timelines and costs and expectations, and then what we could handle for you what might need to be a third party, right? For instance, if your website is from 2015 and you need a whole complete new website, we have resources for you that we could refer to get that done. But we just help guide you on maybe the things that you don't know right now. And then we work with someone from your team to help make it a reality. And sometimes it can take a few months, usually at least 6 months, but sometimes it could take a little bit longer depending where you're at. But it's an investment and a process that is well worth it. It's going to turn your practice around in a lot of ways. It's going to make you're a desirable place to come as a patient and as a employee. You're going to get better talent acquisition. You're going to get better revenue, better profits. We already went over the ROI. There's just a huge benefit of modernizing your practice. And I think a lot of you may not know what you don't know about it. And that's what we're here to help you to do and guide you on the right direction. So if you're interested in that, check out our website, modernchiropracticmarketing.com. There are submission forms on there, easily to find. You can do that and we can reach out to you with information and set up a consultation call to see if it is a right fit. So I hope you are intrigued by how you can modernize it. You might just need to tweak a few things. I do think there's a lot of chiropractors out there that need to tweak quite a few things, and we are here to help you out with that. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to make the shift from busy, broke, and broken to time-free and cash-confident, or you just want to continue with the exponential growth, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com. Look at the MCM Mastery tab, watch the short video on there, and check out what we are doing now for evidence-informed chiropractors. We are equal parts coaching and marketing done for you. Yes, you shoot some videos, we help you with campaign strategies and ideas and really become a thought leader in your community. You shoot those videos, you send them to us, we produce, edit, and brand them to you. Then we distribute them through all of your channels. We also take them and we turn it into one good blog per month. And every other month, we have Darcy Sullivan producing a robust blog with a topic that you pick from her database to help with your SEO. So we essentially become your content marketing agency to make sure your practice is always having ethical, elegant content marketing to help grow your practice. On the coaching side, we also help you with everything from marketing ideas to business, communications, finances, anything practice growth, and really try to help prevent you from being stuck on that island. And we hold you accountable. We have a great group of doctors that are just doing amazing things. And we look forward to help you out to take that next step in your practice. So again, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com and learn more.